the type of radar that we have been accustomed to on this planet for the last 60 years is precisely that radar that we've all seen in those black and white 1950s vintage movies where a radar dish rotates on top of a tower and everybody's gathered around the scope in the control room looking for the blips that are recorded by this radar unit as it rotates and illuminates targets within range of the radar beam.
Which is not too magical. What you do is transmit a high-powered signal or pulse sometimes from a dish, and it strikes an object, metallic or otherwise, and according to how much reflectivity it has, it bounces
Absolutely.
Right back to you. And when it bounces back to you, you see a blip. So that's active
that
radar.
That is active radar. It's just like an analogy would be mounting a flashlight on your record player and turning the record player on, and this beam of light, which after all is magnetic, electromagnetic energy, it's in the visible spectrum or in the visible range of the electromagnetic spectrum, that is active radar. However, there's been a revolution in radar that has been allowed principally by the advent of computers, because passive radar, even though it does not require the radiation of a beam out to illuminate a target, it does require a great deal of computer capability to crunch a lot of data that is reflected from the atmosphere.
So let's talk about this. Passive radar, then, would be something that does not transmit a high energy anything. It doesn't transmit anything at all. It's the dish receiving only. But the question
exactly.
is, what's it receiving?
Well, what it is receiving, what people capitalize on, is the fact that when a radio transmitter, a radio antenna, broadcasts its radio signal up into the atmosphere, just as you and I are talking now, there are hundreds or thousands of antennas that are broadcasting their respective signals out into the atmosphere and beyond, and those radio signals propagate through the ether. They just keep going unless there happens to be something up in the atmosphere or beyond that would reflect that radio or television signal. If a satellite or a high-altitude aircraft is up there in the atmosphere or in low orbit, it will reflect that radio or television transmitted signal back down to the ground.
Bingo. So you're saying all these thousands of radio and TV transmitters transmitting very high power, mostly with circular polarization, which means it's just basically boom, going out, including up at the higher frequencies. Of course, that traverses the ionosphere. It does not bounce off the ionosphere. It just keeps going out into space unless it bounces off of something.
Exactly. And that bounce, that reflection, is what I'm interested in. For example, if we were to tune our radio, just a regular old FM receiver, the very same type of radio receiver that you have in an automobile, and you were to connect that to an antenna pointed, if I were to erect it here in Seattle, and I pointed the antenna, for example, in the direction of San Francisco, and tuned my receiver to a radio station down in San Francisco, under normal circumstances, I would not be able to hear that transmitted signal coming out of San Francisco.
That's correct.
Because it is too far away. Most FM radio signals are high frequency, 30 megahertz or even higher, and consequently, I would hear nothing except for an occasional pop or squizzle or just a brief second or two period of time when I could hear that transmitted signal, which would be the result of the fact that that transmitted signal out of San Francisco is being momentarily reflected off something in the atmosphere.
Presumably, for example, a 777 aircraft could be flying at relatively high altitude And if you were constantly tuned with a high-gain antenna, you would catch a couple of seconds, perhaps, of the San Francisco station as that aircraft got in the right position to be reflecting to you in Seattle.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely correct. But what I don't get is, while I all of this is true so far, how do you begin to delineate between aircraft? A 777, for example, would give you the reflection we just talked about.
Yes.
How would you discern between, even with the best of passive radar, a 777, a meteorite, or a UFO?
Absolutely, and therein lies the problem. If you have just one station, just one antenna that is listening to a station from over the horizon,
yes,
and you hear these momentary pops and sizzles with your receiver,
yes,
all you know from that information is that there is an open line of communication.
Right.
There's a reflection.
Right.
However, if you build more than just one receiver, two or preferably a minimum of three receivers tuned to the same station, what you can do, if all of those receivers are time synchronized against a very, very accurate time clock or time signal, like what is available through the global positioning system, each one of those receivers on the ground can measure very, very accurately, one part in 10 to the 10th, for example, which is extremely accurate time, can measure when the signal struck its respective antenna. Once you have that information, you can start performing triangulation. That is, you can start calculating where the reflection point in the atmosphere must have been in order for the signal to strike those multiple antennas on the ground at the various times that they did. With this information in hand, you are suddenly able to calculate where the object was, perhaps what its velocity was, what its acceleration was, perhaps even the relative size of the target, and then you can start it to answer your question, how do you discriminate?
Yes.
Well, you can start discriminating between aircraft, between migratory birds. Sometimes even the atmosphere will reflect those signals back down. But if the object is moving at 10 or 20,000 miles an hour, as calculated by your receivers and your computer program, you know that it is not a duck. You know that it is not an aircraft. It is probably not a satellite. So you are receiving enough information by your antennas, by your receivers on the ground to allow you to start discriminating between the different categories of objects that you might expect to reflect a signal off of. This is called passive radar.